Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called My Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World. And it was written by Malcolm Mitchell, who was a football player. And he played in a big Super Bowl. That's what they call it, the very big game that they play in American football. And he was an American football star. He was a champion. And he wrote a book. My friends. Yep. And so he worked with a man named Michael Robertson, who did the illustrations, and they wrote this great book. And I can't wait to read it. Are you ready? Good. Let's do it. It's read by Mommy and... What is your name? Do you have a name? He doesn't have a name. If there's only one thing that you know about hanging out with Philip and Mommy, it's that Philip is a handful of different things. He's a Kakamora, right? I could tell because he was making the face of a Kakamora and he was knocking on his head like it was a coconut. That's kind of what they do. If you haven't seen Moana, there you go. Are you ready, my little Kakamora? Ready? Hi, I'm Henley, and this is a story about finding my very favorite book in the whole wide world. But it wasn't as easy as it sounds. Reading can be hard, you know? Once upon a time, everyone thought I hated to read, but that's just not true. In some books, the words are too big and the sentence is too long and there are just too many pages. And we can see what he was thinking here. It took forever and ever and ever, blah, 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 and waited and waited and waited and nothing happened and it was a long, 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 long journey. And on and on and on and on and on, and then they walked and they walked and they walked and they walked and blah, 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 blah. That's a lot of words.
It was a long
journey. Yeah. In other words, the pictures have zero to do with cool things I like or with what's inside of me, and I do try, but some books are just so giant. If I stood on them, I would turn into a giant. And other books are so boring, I'd rather use them as pillows. When I'm supposed to be reading homework, I'd rather be playing football in the backyard. And when I'm asked to read the cookbook to help make dinner, I'd rather see how many grapes I can fit into my mouth. I would highly recommend not trying to fit that many grapes in because you might choke on one. No, está bien. Oh, yes, I suppose coconuts can fit quite a few grapes in them. Never mind. Once I took a wagon full of books to the town swimming pool to find out how good they could swim.
Oh, no.
They don't swim, do they? And when I tried to read books about dinosaurs, they made my brain hurt, so I gave these books back to the dinosaurs. Oh dear, and in the picture we see him feeding one to the dinosaur at the museum. I tried reading books about mountains and pickles and aliens and monsters and cats chasing mice and mice chasing cats. I even found a book about cats chasing mice up a mountain while aliens eat pickles with monsters, but none of this made reading easier or more fun. But that all changed when Mrs. Joy gave me the worst homework assignment ever. Uh-oh, wonder what she said. Find your favorite book in the whole wide world and bring it to school tomorrow. It can be a book about anything. Just make sure you love it because you'll be sharing it with the class. The school bell sounded like 100 horns blowing in my ear. Thinking about the yucky homework assignment gave me a super headache and made my hands sweaty. On the way home from school, I stopped by the mighty library, hoping to find any book that could be my favorite. My friends went into the library ahead of me. When it comes to finding books, I'm not so fast. Inside, there was a nice man sitting behind a jumbo-sized desk. I asked him if he could help me find my favorite book in the whole wide world. He showed me books about science, Adventure and squishy animals.
Squishy animals.
He would have liked that one, huh? He flipped through the pages of books about flags and farms and holidays. He found plenty of books with twisty big word sentences as long as my legs and pictures that tangled the pages. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. And when I saw my friends in the middle of the library having fun and reading, I felt more lost than ever. The next place I tried was Mrs. Rackley's bookshop. Maybe she could help me find my favorite book. Mrs. Rackley does what she does best. She brought piles and piles of books. I looked and looked and looked, but I couldn't call any of them my favorite book in the whole wide world. All those pages, all those words made me tired. I realized it was going to take a book miracle to find my favorite book. I grew a sad face and stomped all the way home. Mama was unloading the dryer and she could tell I was having a crummy day. I told her all about the worst ever homework assignment. The librarian, Mrs. Rackley, tried their best to help me find a book, but it was of no use. I'll never find my very favorite book in the whole wide world. With a voice as warm as rolls from the oven, Mama said, "Henley, sometimes the best stories can be found inside ourselves." After a sweet kiss on the forehead, Mama's words lit me up inside. That's when I had a brilliant idea. The next morning, I could hardly wait for my turn to share my favorite book in the whole wide world. I stood proud as all eyes in the reading circle stared at me.
What do you think he did? Can you guess?
Everyone thinks I hate to read, but that's not true. Yes, some words are too big and some sentences are too long, but that's not my biggest challenge. Before today, I hadn't found a book I wanted to read. I hadn't found the words or pictures or pages or sentences or subjects that showed me. So last night, I wrote a book. It's called My Very Favorite Book in the Whole Wide World, and it's about a big, fat, bumpy journey to finding the perfect book. My book has words and pictures and pages that show me, and that show you me. And then I started reading my book out loud for everyone to hear, and I struggled. But soon my words began to flow. The pictures I drew danced off the pages. Everyone can have a favorite book in the whole wide world, even if they have to write it. And when I was done telling my story, all my classmates clapped and cheered, and my teacher gave me a gold star on my homework, and that's the truth.
Well, good grief. Way to go, Malcolm. Sometimes writing your own story is the most important thing you can do. And it's also very, very kind to share yourself with your friends by writing your stories. And I'm sure he can't wait to read the stories that his friends have written so he can know them too, right? I bet that would be of interest to him, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is the end. By Kakamora Agrees.